And while you were doing that, I was looking at one of the comments on our Facebook page, Firstly Lastly, and she brought up some points that I didn't talk about that are really apropos to what I've been talking about of how to avoid getting sick, how to get better faster when you are sick. And she talked about some of the things that I didn't mention, which is using as an IV of vitamin C, or using the oxygen therapy, or sitting in a far infrared sauna. All of these are external things that can be used and that really can help detoxify the body quickly. I know that sitting in a far infrared sauna, you can get those little tent saunas now for under $200 on eBay or Amazon. And you can see those, they're online. And your head sticks out of the little hole. And then you have some zippers for your hands. And you sit in that for about a half an hour and sweat. They've done studies and measured the sweat that comes out of there, and it's heavy metals and toxic material. Getting rid of your sugar and gluten and milk products. So no question about it, helping getting some rest and sweating out that all those toxins. And you'll notice that you get better really quickly, that they don't linger. So that was a comment that Firstly Lastly made. So thank you very much for that. And I saw that and I wanted to make sure that I mentioned it. And anyway, there was another article. This one was really pretty cool. This was a new article that came out, and it was how to get rid of stress in 5 minutes. And oh my gosh, it was really a really great technique. And I'm trying to think of where was the study. It came out in the journal Heart and Soul. And it came from remedies.news. And anyway, the article talked about hand reflexology. And whether you've had a tough day at work, or you got into a fight with a close friend, or you're having some money issues, everyone feels stressed sometimes. And stress and strong emotions like fear, anger, or sadness are perfectly normal. But you don't want it to interfere with your daily activities. And you want it to go away in a couple of hours, not just to linger around. Well, sometimes stress can give you that extra push to develop new skills and broaden your horizons. But sometimes stress can linger over long periods of time and can cause be actually harmful to your health and well-being. There's all kinds of stress-relieving anti-anxiety medications, even vitamins and minerals and supplements. And, of course, exercise is one of the best that you can do. A lot of the drugs are very addictive and come with a host of side effects. But one of the easiest things that you can do, they found that a 5-minute hand reflexology massage to relieve daily tension and stress. And reflexology is an ancient Japanese technique that boosts physical and mental health in a unique way. Most people who seek help of a reflexologist are looking for a natural way to treat common conditions, such as musculoskeletal pain, insomnia. Anyway, they found that a good, strong hand massage, that it balances the energy in your body, and it actually helps to reduce the stress. So easy hand reflexology techniques can be performed on yourself or any time. Have you ever noticed it's just like offering your hand to someone, or giving your hand to someone, that it's very relaxing and helpful. So you can notice that just sometimes someone taking your hand and massaging your hand. And it's really, they even talk about each finger's connected to a particular attitude or feeling. And we know in Ayurvedic medicine and that when you look at the earth, water, fire, air, and ether, each finger represents a different center in the body. The pinky is the earth energy. The ring finger is the water energy. The middle finger is the fire energy. And the pointer is the air energy. And the thumb is the ethers. So you can affect the different energy centers in the body by massaging those fingers, and also by massaging the palms of your hand and the muscle parts of your fingers and thumbs. So you know, it's something that's quite easy to do. It's finding somebody to do a hand reflexology technique, or you can actually do it yourself, and just, you know, one hand massages the other hand, and then switch after a while. You can massage individually the fingers. You can squeeze the fingers, apply pressure for 1 to 2, you know, for 30 seconds to a minute. Then you can do it just to the point where you're feeling pain. You don't want to hurt yourself. But you can oftentimes, when you're penetrating into the muscles of the hand, just remember there is a, in body work, there's a rule, a law, actually, and it says the deeper you want to go, the slower you want to move. So when you want to penetrate deeply into the tissue, you have to move very slowly. And so when you find a spot in your hand, and if it hurts, then just hold that spot and let the body relax into it. And you'll notice that you get stress relief. And you can repeat that technique to all of the fingers. And it's just a way that while you're sitting there getting your hand massaged, you can close your eyes and breathe. And, you know, it's just a great way of stress reduction. And so I'm going to say take advantage of it. It's an easy thing to do. And you can just really use things like that that are just so simple, and yet they're so profound. And you can really just, let me go back to, okay, there was another article I want. You know, we've been talking a lot about today on how to avoid getting sick, or once you are sick, what do you do? And there was a nice article that came out in Natural News, and it says, while there are natural medicines like oil of oregano and vitamin C, and they can all help build your immune system and to really help so that you don't get sick, but when you do get sick, there's, again, some simple techniques that when you avoid, remember I'm telling you to eat certain foods like garlic and onions and fruits and vegetables and pomegranates and berries. But when you are sick or feeling yourself get sick, there's certain things that you can want to do and when you're sick, and that's to avoid certain food groups. So number one is avoid any fried foods when you're not feeling well. And so that's going to really make a big difference, especially unhealthy oils like Wesson oil and Mazola oil and corn oil. All of those are inflammatory oils. So when you're eating those kinds of foods, you will feel that your body just becomes more and more toxic. So one of the first things you do is cut out fried foods, and you'll find that you start reducing inflammation very quickly. The second thing is reduce sugary sweetener sodas because they can be dangerous for multiple different reasons. One is you're just having huge amounts of sugar. that's going to elevate your insulin levels, and another is that sugar depletes your body of vital minerals like calcium and magnesium. So you want to cut out soda drinks. But sometimes a little soda feels comfortable when you don't feel well, and that's where I'm saying you can get seltzer water. Just plain seltzer water, and add a little bit of pomegranate juice to that, and you'll find that that's going to give you the same as drinking a soda. You want to cut out red meats and most animal meats at all completely when you don't feel well, especially things like salami and bologna and these kind of processed meats. But you want to cut out most animal products when you don't feel well. And the same thing is you want to cut out most dairy products when you don't feel well. Corn and gluten you want to cut out. Breads. Now, the bread that I usually recommend is sprouted grain breads. You can get those in any frozen food section of the supermarket. And then if you want something like corn tortillas, they have to be GMO-free. And so the other thing is not just dairy products, but give up cheeses when you don't feel well. And also, if you can, you don't want to drink alcohol when you're not feeling well. It's only going to make things worse. So what you can do is add things like ginger and ginger tea, use a lot of soups, chicken soup and onion soup and garlic soup, and then you can use honey to treat a sore throat, raw honey, a spoonful of honey in your ginger tea. It's also a powerful antimicrobial. So cut out those foods that are bad and add those foods that are good, and you're going to notice that you're going to feel better and do better. So there's our light. I'm going to go ahead and take our break. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. We'll be right back after these commercial breaks.